Finally, I'd like to go through some checkpoints and provide an input tax checklist. You should check that input tax relating to exempt or non-business activities is identified and the VAT not reclaimed. Or if the VAT relates to partly exempt and partly taxable activities, then the VAT can be reclaimed in part. That the tax points are correctly observed. The danger here is to reclaim VAT in advance of the supplier's tax point. If the invoice is dated the 31st of March, then you cannot reclaim that VAT in a VAT return which runs to, say, the end of February. The correct evidence is held... Sorry, can I just go back there because it doesn't make sense? Yeah, I'll start again from that section. Okay, I'd like finally to provide an input tax checklist because it is a complex area. These are just points to watch out for. Input tax relating to exempt or non-business activities should be identified, and either the input tax not reclaimed, or if the input tax is used for both exempt and taxable activities, that it is partly reclaimed in accordance with the method of apportionment adopted by the business. That the supplier's tax points are correctly observed. You cannot claim VAT in advance of the supplier's tax point. That the correct evidence is held for all purchases. This means a full VAT invoice for most items, or a less detailed VAT invoices for items costing less than £250. One thing I haven't mentioned, but you must have the correct evidence for recovering VAT on imports. Imports is a separate VAT subject, but normally, if you import goods or services, you will get a certificate of importation from HMRC, and this is the only evidence which is allowed for VAT recovery. If you lose an invoice and require photocopies, the photocopy invoice must be endorsed by the supplier. Credit card vouchers can be adapted to serve as less detailed VAT invoices where appropriate. Provided they have the information on them, then they can be used as evidence for VAT recovery. If self-billed invoices are issued or received that customs approval has been obtained, the supplier agrees to accept the invoices and the input tax is properly recovered. You must include any blocked input tax on non-deductible items. As I mentioned, the main areas here are cars and business entertaining. That you can recover input tax where appropriate on employees' subsistence claims, staff relocation expenses. You can also recover VAT on pension fund administration expenses and purchase not exceeding £25 without a VAT invoice where it's impossible to get one. Input tax should be recovered correctly on road fuel charges or employee-related mileage allowances. If goods are purchased under a second-hand scheme, no input tax can be recovered. Input tax can be recovered on capital items purchased for the business. Regular payments by direct debit standing order, for example, lease rentals, the VAT can be recovered. The VAT return figures should be checked to source records and documents to make sure you have invoices for any VAT recovered. Non-routine items should be identified, the VAT treatment assessed, and transactions are included in the VAT account as appropriate. By debt relief, which is a supplier's prerogative, but you must ensure if you've claimed VAT and the VAT has not been paid more than 6 months after the VAT has been incurred, then you must repay that VAT to HMRC. Adjust any errors in VAT returns you've made on input tax recovery. Identify errors in earlier VAT periods. If the error is less than £2,000, you can simply adjust that error in your current VAT account and on your current VAT return. If the total adjustment exceeds £2,000, you must notify the error to HMRC separately from a VAT return. The areas of non-deductible input tax must confirm that input tax has not been deducted on the following items, some of which I've already mentioned: the purchase of cars, business entertaining, non-business expenditure, director's accommodation, purchase of luxury items for business promotion, for example, aeroplanes, boats, racehorses, the purchase of goods accounted for under a second-hand scheme, and if you are a tour operator, any purchases of travel services which you're going to provide under that particular scheme. Don't forget that HMRC are likely to disallow input tax if a tax invoice is not held. As I've said previously, they do have discretion to accept alternative evidence, but you shouldn't rely on this. If necessary, contact the supplier and get a full VAT invoice, a proper VAT invoice if one is required. It is normally a question of dotting the I's and crossing the T's to make sure that the business recovers all the input tax it's entitled to. I hope this has been useful. Businesses should try and claim as much VAT as they're entitled to prevent VAT from being a real cost to the business concerned.